Infrared spectroscopic survey of the quiescent medium of nearby clouds. 2. Ice formation and grain growth in Perseus and Serpens, by M.C.L. Madden et al. The properties of dust change during the transition from diffuse to dense clouds as a result of ice formation and dust coagulation, but much is still unclear about this transformation. We present 2 to 20 micron spectra of 49 field stars behind the Perseus and Serpens molecular clouds and establish relationships between the near-infrared continuum extinction, AK, and the depths of the 9.7 micron silicate, Tau 97, and 3.0 micron H2O ice, Tau 30, absorption bands. The Tau 97, AK ratio varies from large, diffuse interstellar medium-like values, 0.55, to much lower ratios, 0.26. Above extinctions of Alaska 1.2, AV10, Perseus, Lupus, dense cores, and 2.0, AV17, Serpens, the Tau 97, AK ratio is lowest. The Tau 97, AK reduction from diffuse to dense clouds is consistent with a moderate degree of grain growth, sizes up to 0.5 micron, increasing the near-infrared color excess, and thus AK, but not affecting ice and silicate band profiles. This grain growth process seems to be related to the ice column densities and dense core formation thresholds, highlighting the importance of density. After correction for Serpens foreground extinction, the H2O ice formation threshold is in the range of AK equals 0.31 to 0.40, AV equals 2.6 minus 3.4, for all clouds, and thus grain growth takes place after the ices are formed. Finally, abundant CH3OH ice, 21. This was infrared spectroscopic survey of the quiescent medium of nearby clouds, 2. Ice formation and grain growth in Perseus and Serpens, by M.C.L. Madden et al.